But as I was struggling to, how do I organize patent portfolio strategies into a fairly short time, first thing obviously is going to have to be somewhat of a survey course necessarily. And I went back to basics. And I went back the wrong way to basics too. So I went back to basics. You know, we're talking about strategies here. And I looked in the dictionary, the definition for strategy. It's a plan or a course of action to achieve specific goals, and particularly long-term or overarching goals. And that really applies very well to patent portfolios as well, where you need to define your long-term goal and develop a plan to implement it, and equally importantly, to monitor your progress. And even more specifically, we were talking about patent strategies, and this is the framework that I'm going to hang my comments on, is this framework for the strategy of defining your client's business objectives, developing tactics for achieving those objectives, and then monitoring the progress, and if need be, to adjust those tactics to ensure that the overall portfolio is reaching those objectives. So first things first is defining your client's business objectives. But even before you get there, of course, it's necessary to perhaps define your client. And this little graphic is representing that there's no one-size-fits-all for all clients, obviously. And clients will actually go through phases and cycles over the course of their business activity. So defining where your client is in their particular life cycle is the first step to coming up with a strategy that's really going to be effective for them. And I'm going to talk about clients in phases in three fairly large gross blocks: startup phases, then clients that are active market participants, and then clients that are perhaps in a declining market or their activity in the market is declining.